The death toll from COVID-19, the disease caused by the novel coronavirus, has reached a new high. Health officials in China say there were 108 new deaths Tuesday. That's the highest single-day fatality count since the outbreak began. The total death toll in China now exceeds 1,000. In Japan, an official from the health ministry who inspected passengers aboard a cruise ship that was under quarantine has now tested positive for COVID-19. But let's go to Beijing to get the latest from NPR's Emily Feng in Beijing. Hi, Emily.
Hey, Robin.
So tell us more about the latest on the rate of new infections.
They continue to climb. They've reached more than 44,000 just in China alone today. But the good news is that the rate at which these confirmed cases are coming in has slowed down, and they've slowed down dramatically outside of Hubei province, which is the epicenter of the entire outbreak. So it shows that these quarantine measures have started to take effect. The rate at which people are cured and getting released is also increasing. So at this point, there are five times the number of people who have been cured and released than those that have died as we go further and further into the outbreak. And China's chief epidemiologist, Zhong Nanshan, said this week that he expected the number of total cases to peak sometime this month. I would take all of this, the numbers, Zhong Nanshan's predictions, with a big grain of salt, partially because the capacity by which authorities can screen and test people for COVID-19, the new coronavirus, has been extremely limited in the hardest hit areas. But overall, the trend is positive.
Well, and it's what health officials hope for, right? Because that's what happened with SARS, is that it just petered out on its own.
Right. The thing that's frightening about COVID-19 is that it seems much more contagious than SARS.
And you said that some of the thinking is that quarantining people or keeping people in one area seems to be working. But we're also hearing from health officials, one who's advising the WHO, that a quarantine is one of the worst things that you can do because then people, you know, can so readily affect other people around them. But it sounds like you're saying, just to be clear, that the thinking there is that this isolation is working.
It's certainly been credited with slowing down the spread of the virus to the rest of China and thus the rest of the world. And so we've seen the number of confirmed cases outside of the epicenter drop dramatically this week. But it's also meant that it's much harder to get supplies and medical help into the epicenter. And you may have very likely put uninfected, healthy people with infected people, particularly in these new mass quarantine centers that authorities are building in the city of Wuhan, where this virus started. It's not a coincidence that the death rate from the virus is twice as high in Hubei province, where you have about half of the number of confirmed cases globally. It's probably because there is a huge shortage of medical supplies and doctors there right now. So you're much more likely to die in Hubei province from this virus simply because of a lack of medical care.
China's president Xi Jinping toured Beijing in a face mask earlier this week. That was quite a picture that went around the world. What was going on with the president's tour? Was he trying to send a signal that he was in charge and things were okay? Because the message that came out is that he had a face mask on.
Definitely. He was trying to send this message that he was in charge and that the efforts to combat this virus were serious. One of the big criticisms early on was that the local government in the city of Wuhan didn't do enough early enough to curtail the virus. But now that national authorities and President Xi Jinping have been alerted to the gravity of this problem, they have taken every measure to combat this virus, perhaps going overboard, according to some critics. Xi Jinping had also been criticized this week because he had largely disappeared from the public eye. Normally, he graces the front page headlines and all of the state newspapers. He basically disappeared from all of those outlets for several days just as the virus outbreak was getting worse and worse. And people wondered, what exactly is he doing, if not doing something to combat the virus? Where is he in this moment of need? So him stepping out in a face mask, meeting with these doctors, going to a research center, being able to video chat with doctors in Wuhan without going there himself, showed that he was personally invested in this effort and that officials all over the place, down to the village level, had to be very diligent in monitoring confirmed cases and making sure it didn't spread.
Well, the WHO announced that a group of experts have arrived in China to help contain the epidemic. Is Beijing, is Xi Jinping receptive to this, or is there a willingness to work with them?
There is, but there has been some hesitancy in accepting outside, particularly American help. That comes down to a few factors. One of the factors I've heard from epidemiologists is this unwillingness to show that China needs help. It wants to project that it has this issue under control and doesn't need outside experts. The second is there's been some local competition among virologists and scientists within China who want to be the first to sequence the virus, to develop a vaccine, to publish papers on it. And so there's some antipathy to letting in outside competition on this topic, which is completely counterproductive in a time of a public health crisis like this. But mostly it's because China, I think, has been suspicious of letting in Western foreign scientists to take over this effort and, by some accounts, have delayed extending a formal invitation to these experts. The American CDC, for example, has extended an offer to come to China, and they say they have yet to hear back as to whether China will let their researchers go in.
That's NPR's Emily Feng in Beijing. Emily, thank you so much.
Thanks, Robin.